Think a minute. Has your doctor asked you to stick out your tongue? Often that's one of the first things doctors examine in a patient, because sometimes they can know what's wrong with you just by looking at your tongue. But our tongue also gives away other things about us. For example, our accent and way we talk shows what country and region we come from, as well as the kind of family we were raised in. But most importantly, our tongue shows what's inside our heart and mind. We usually talk about the things we enjoy and care about, whether it's money, family, friends, hobbies, gossip, sports, politics, or other things. A wise man said, "Don't let your tongue cut your throat." If that small 2-ounce piece of flesh in your mouth is not controlled, it can destroy your life and relationships. But most of the time, we can act well and control our tongue. We can choose our words carefully, so we even impress other people with our kind, gentle manner and way of speaking. But then if somebody wrongs or hurts us, watch out. Then we quickly react out of pride and anger to hurt them back. You see, it's in those unexpected pressure times that you and I show what's really in our heart, because it comes out in our words. In that moment, the real you comes shining through, because you let your true feelings of anger, pride, prejudice, pain, or bitterness come out. It's then that we show what we really are underneath, the nice, controlled person we act like in front of others. It's our reactions that show our real insecurity, jealousy, or greed inside. You see, you can't get clean water out of a dirty cup, just like clean words can only come from a pure heart, since they must consistently come from a clean source. Our problem is, we're often blind to our own character faults and unclean heart inside. The good news is Jesus can help us see clearly what we really are, but then He can also give us the power to start changing our heart and cleaning us from the inside out. So why not ask Him to forgive you for your wrong way of living and to start changing your heart with His love and truth? Then the words that come out of your mouth will be clean, kind, and honest. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com. And join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.